So nationally, you know, we've represented about 100 different municipal governments in 10 states. So it's not unusual for us to meet with the city council. I think what's unusual here is that, of course, in the adoption of the first citizens charter amendment in Lafayette, Colorado, that happened a number of years ago, that the city council was resistant to allowing residents of the community to actually participate in the lawsuit when they were filed by or sued by oil and gas interests. And so I think it's a positive sign that the city council would like to meet, but we don't know what direction it will head after that.
Well, city councils, not just the one in Lafayette, but really all city councils along the Front Range that have been grappling with this issue are doing this under the broader context of the state laws here in Colorado and the fact that the state itself and Colorado state officials have sued communities to stop them enforcing or enacting stricter regulations around oil and gas. So what words of wisdom or what can you advise city council here in Lafayette?
Well, I wish I could say it's unusual, but most states have oil and gas preemption laws in place. And in fact, a lot of the times the municipal governments who are fearful of physical consequences of taking on the oil and gas industry generally fold and acquiesce to the existing system of law, which allows the state to do whatever it wants to do with cities like Lafayette. So, you know, in terms of words of wisdom, it's part of an ongoing resistance, I think, for folks to continue to try to enforce and adopt these kinds of laws. And we hope that the city council has an interest in enforcing what they've already adopted, keeping in mind that was the city council itself that adopted the Climate Bill of Rights back in March of 2017. So this isn't a citizen's initiative that they would be enforcing. It's their own duly adopted law through the city council. So our point in coming is to assist them to understand what enforcement might look like and to assist their city lawyer to advise them accordingly.
In terms of citizen initiatives, now you did say what happened in Lafayette was a city council initiative, the Bill of Rights. But there have been efforts to have citizen-led initiatives on a statewide ballot. Those now have been thwarted as well by the recent ballot measure that was successful, Raised the Bar, that makes it really, really difficult for grassroots activists to get some type of statewide ballot measure on the Colorado ballot. So all of that, what tools are left in the toolbox for the grassroots activists who are working to better regulate or outright ban fracking, particularly in some of these urban areas where we're seeing, you know, catastrophes, tragic explosions that killed people right here in the Front Range?
Yeah, I wish I could say that toughening state initiative standards is unusual or unique to Colorado, but it isn't. That the oil and gas interests in the United States, as well as other large corporations, have worked to shut those portals down, and Colorado's on the receiving end of that now. I was also interested to read a recent Colorado court decision that struck some of the increasing or making it more difficult for citizen initiatives at the state level. So I think that's a partially good sign. But when we talk about tools in the toolbox, you know, the only reason that we're given those tools in the toolbox is because the folks that give them to us know that they're ineffectual in the end. And so, you know, passing laws, really good thing, but unfortunately we're under a system of law in the United States that recognizes corporations as having more power and rights than the people who live in the communities that are affected by those corporations. So to think that we need to use those existing tools, our advice to the City Council of Lafayette is to move forward to enforce the law. But people have to understand, and I think in Lafayette more than any other place they do, that not necessarily that the tools that they're given are going to be effective in stopping, in this case, oil and gas exploration. And so, you know, we don't necessarily condone this in places where we work, but it is truth to say that in places, folks have begun to do civil disobedience, so arrests to try to stop oil and gas extraction from going in and those types of things. And I think that's very understandable that people in those communities are taking those steps.
Where can people in Colorado look to elsewhere in the country for activism, for inspiration? I mean, are there bright spots around this?
There's a couple, but it's kind of like asking about bright spots in the 1840s for the abolitionist movement, for example, which was the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the constitutional change that gave rise to the amendments that that outlawed slavery in the United States. So I think we're looking at the same kind of movement, but there are some bright spots. For example, the constitutional amendment that has been proposed by the Colorado Community Rights Network and folks working in Lafayette has been copied by activists in Oregon and Ohio and New Hampshire who have successfully qualified those ballot initiatives. And so I think you're seeing a leveraging of work that's been done in Colorado and these other places. So nothing is wasted. In other words, it's always churning and it's always getting used and applied in other places. One of the bright spots to me has been New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, a bipartisan group of legislators came together to propose a constitutional amendment similar to what has been proposed in Colorado. And a subcommittee of the New Hampshire legislature actually approved that constitutional amendment. It got narrowly defeated in the full committee just a couple days ago, but is headed to the House floor for the first time in forever. That this type of wide-ranging, comprehensive proposed constitutional amendment is making its way through the legislature. So we don't think anything like that is going to pass anytime soon, but at the same time, it's a huge step in the right direction, and I think folks in Colorado really blazed the path so that it became doable in these other states for activists to come together and do that.
Well, Thomas Lindsay, there will be an opportunity for people here in Boulder County to hear from you, certainly at the two events that are happening on Monday, and we'll put more information online at kgnu.org. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Mae.